The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. If you are looking to make a difference to your work life as well as your personal life, this program is for you. We'll have stories, identify tools and techniques to help you in your everyday success, and answer your questions and hear your ideas. Now, here is your host, Kimberly Stewart.
Welcome, Voice America listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. We have a very exciting show today. We are talking to Arthur Frankel on a journey from startup to small business. Now, as I know many of you know, this hits home for me because I am just that business. I started out 3 years ago, and now I am on my journey to become more of a small business. I've been a startup, and I want to now journey into small business. So I'm hoping to get some tips and tidbits today, just as I assume that you guys are too. I think this is also very important because I know out there we have lots of entrepreneurs. And whether they are budding entrepreneurs who have a concept in mind, but just haven't gotten the ball rolling and starting it up, or maybe they have started something up and they're facing the challenges of becoming a small business. I know that from Arthur's experience that we can pick up some of his lessons learned, some of his experiences, and share that with each other. I encourage you, if you have any questions for us, please let us know. Please email me by going to my host page and clicking on email the host or kstewart@steppingstones-llc.com. And we are happy to answer those questions. And if it comes during the after the live show, please send them anyways, because I'm sure Arthur will be happy to answer any of the questions that you have and start a discussion with you. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our guest more fully, Arthur Frankel. He is the founder of Solution Street and has over 20 years of professional experience solving tough business problems. He started working with software development and personally selling custom-built software as a teenager for the Radio Shack TRS-80 and the Commodore VIC-20 computers in Brooklyn, New York. Arthur has a BS in computer science from Binghamton University. His career has spanned the many changes in technology from large mainframe systems to PCs to client servers to web applications. Over the years, he has worked with some of the largest complex enterprise-wide systems for financial and telecommunication companies. Arthur was a senior principal for American Management Systems, AMS, now CGI, and director of software engineering for Folio before starting Solution Street. Arthur enjoys a good problem to solve and tries to keep things simple. Arthur, thank you so much for joining me today on Stepping Stones to Everyday Success.
Well, thank you, Kim, for having me.
Absolutely. So I am very interested, as I'm sure my listeners out there are. Tell us a little bit about Solution Street. What do you do? What products do you produce? What services do you provide? And who are your clients?
Yes, so Solution Street is a software consulting company. We build all kinds of software, web applications, mobile applications. We do integration work with things like Salesforce, and we deal with things like big data problems. You know, this is all typical problems in the industry and in cross industries now. We essentially solve, you know, as you said before in the intro, complex business problems with technological solutions. So we do this for a variety of companies across many different verticals. And some of our clients include companies like Promontory Financial, Jazzercise, yes, that Jazzercise, Deltek, VeriSign, Sound Exchange. You know, these are a variety of companies that people have heard of or maybe not. But the thing that's common across all of them is that they have these complex problems to solve. And, you know, we work with mid to large size companies. And, you know, I founded the company 12 years ago to try to do a better job than what was out there at the time.
Fantastic. So, you know, we're talking about the startup to small business. Do you remember how the concepts for Solution Street first began forming?
Yeah, so I had worked for over a decade at a company, at a large consulting company, and an internet startup during the dot-com boom, at least the first boom, which was building an online brokerage. And I realized that what was missing out there was really a software company that was run by software engineers with quality as a focal point and transparency with clients. You don't really see this in the industry where software consulting companies are very transparent with their clients. And that's the key to success. It's obvious to a lot of software developers, but a lot of companies just skip that step. So I wanted to build a company that, you know, had those, that was a safe haven for software engineers like myself. And, you know, the concept sort of started. It just grew out of years of working. And I guess, you know, like many people who get started in business, I sort of knew from a young age that I would own a business someday, you know, when I was growing up in Brooklyn, New York. And I think that's common, and you just feel it. It's just something that's inside of you. But that's how the concept really started.
Yes, I can absolutely relate. You know, it's something where you have to have that passion inside, and it might take a long or short time, but eventually it's going to happen. And that was similar to me, as I had I wrote my business plan initially when I went to get my MBA. So I can completely relate to that. You know, I knew that this was going to happen. It was just a matter of when I was going to get there. So what are some of the challenges that you had to overcome in just trying to get off the ground?
The challenges come from, getting your ducks in a row. You know, it's really just making sure you have, you know in your heart you want to start a company. And then you just have to do the work to get there. And so the challenge is just making sure that you are, you know, you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's, just to look at, you know, make sure you're minimizing the risk. Make sure you're reaching out to your pool of contacts. You know, contacts are everything. So, you know, the challenge is, you know, it was just after 9/11 that I started Solution Street, and I realized that that was the right time and it was a go. So, you know, the challenge was just make sure that I had my ducks in a row and just go ahead and jump in.
So unusual that you said that you started after 9/11 and that was the right time. What made you so sure that that was the right time? Because, you know, when I remember 9/11, a lot of stuff was happening and the world was in chaos. So what clued you in that this is the right time for me to kick off?
Yeah, you know, having a business, you know, there's a lot of emotion in it. You know, and there's, you know, so it's a combination of emotion and also just, doing your homework. And so at that time, you know, I had worked, like many people, I had worked for a couple of companies for a decade. And, you know, it's that realization that I think everyone had after 9/11, not necessarily in terms of business, of just that, you know, time is short. And if you're going to do something, and something that you knew from a young age you wanted to do, you should do it. And, you know, don't let anything hold you back. Just do it. Make sure, you know, you have to do your homework, but just go for it.
So really, you had done your homework, and it was just it hit you that, you know, do it now or you might not, you know, get the other opportunity. So is that more the emotional? It wasn't necessarily that there was a, you know, the business, I don't know.
Yeah, so it was the business. You know, I had the sense for what I wanted to do, and I had the drive, but I didn't have necessarily the nerve to do it. And then once 9/11 happened, it was, well, you know, life goes by quickly, and you you have to do things that you always wanted to do. Don't ever wait 10, 20 years and look back and said, I should have done this.
Right. So what did that first day look like of you going, okay, I'm now open for business? How did that first day look?
Right. So I say this all the time, context is everything. So I set out to do this, and I went through my contact list, and in very short order, I got a call back from a friend, a former colleague, who said, "Hey, you know, we need someone like you to help us figure out these business problems, to help us create some new technology." And once I had that in place, the fear was gone. You know, the risk was gone. And so then I just had to do everything around it. You know, you have to do, there's a lot of mechanical things in terms of starting a business and dealing with taxes and dealing with lawyers. And so I just went through that process. So the first day was probably the best day of my life, right? It's you're sitting there knowing that I now have a business. I'm now doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that was
well, I have to admit that I was similarly lucky. I knew when I needed to, you know, kick off and go and take the next step, and I was ready for it. And there was a variety of factors, as you said. And then the other benefit, which I was not expecting, was that right before I left my former job and started my new one, you know, my former company came and said, "Hey, I really need you. And what you're doing is similar to what I need too.
Exactly.
So why don't I be your first client?" And it was great because I knew them. So there was little risk and I was off and running. So it is time for a break. We will be back with Arthur and learn a little bit more about how he kicked off Solution Street and grew it to a small business today. So we will see you after this break.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Tune in for What About Wealth every week to learn the vital answers to your questions about creating wealth, investing it, donating it, and protecting it. Your hosts are Rich Bloomfield and Rick Durfee, who explain the principles that govern wealth in terms you can understand. Building and preserving positive wealth requires correct action, but few people know how wealth really works. Listen every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and find the answers you need about wealth.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of The Costa Report, every Tuesday at 6 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. This week, my guest is outspoken former congressman and one of our country's most prominent gay public figures, Mr. Barney Frank. He'll be with us to talk about the Supreme Court's ruling on DOMA and how the Obama presidency is doing in its second term. Don't miss Barney Frank this Tuesday at 6 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have Arthur Frankel, founder of Solution Street. He is talking to us about his journey on how he went from startup to small business. And he's providing us some very valuable tips and tidbits on how to take your concept and make it a reality. And it's not just the tips and tidbits about, you know, getting the lawyers, getting the accountants, getting even your network of people. It's also about planning and taking the steps that you need and doing your homework and understanding the risks that you're taking. It's all of that stuff. And it's been very helpful to me, and kind of reminiscing some of the days that I did that, which was not as that long ago. Only 3 years ago, I started Stepping Stone Consulting. Although we go back many, many years to when I first had the concept and knew eventually I would have my own company. Similar to Arthur, who talked about how he knew when he was very young in Brooklyn, New York, that he eventually would do it, and then started it right after 9/11 because the time was right, and he knew that he just needed it to do it and did it, and why not then? So Arthur, we've really enjoyed talking with you thus far. And I'm interested in what lessons learned do you have for the budding entrepreneur listening who has a concept but is struggling with making it a reality?
Yeah. So, you know, small business is not for everyone. So there are entrepreneurs, who feel like they have something. But you have to also understand that it requires you have a lot of hats. And you know, the advice, you know, for these budding entrepreneurs out there is that you have to make sure that you have, you know, you do your homework. I know I've said that many times, and that you're able to wear these many hats. You know, it's not just thinking of the idea, whether it's a product or a service. It's not just the implementation of that service. There's a lot of things around it that will cause the business to either be successful or not. And so you really have to wear many hats. In the beginning, I learned this early on, that I had to put on my CPA hat often, you know, and understand the details of small business taxes, understand which was the right direction to go with business formation. And there's many, many ways you could formulate a business. I had to put on my JD hat, my lawyer hat, which, because there are lots of issues, you know, if you're developing a product, obviously there's even, you know, in some cases more issues that you have to deal with and cover yourself in terms of intellectual property. You have to put on your marketeer hat, because you're doing sales and marketing. And you have to put on your psychologist hat. You know, there are times where you're dealing with employees, dealing with clients, and you have to understand, you have to be a great listener. You have to understand what people are saying. So once you put these things into perspective and say, well, okay, you may have a great product, you may have a great service that you want to do, but make sure you do your homework and you have all of these hats covered. It may be just you taking care of them. It may be someone you're hiring. Now, be careful, because in small business, you know, hiring means, more expenses. Mm-hmm. In terms of service oriented, or right. It may be a partner that you bring on, and a business partner, there may be other issues with bringing on a business partner. So, you know, you have to be well prepared in all of these areas and know what you're going to do. So, you know, that's the advice. And really the main advice I could give, and I know it sounds simple, it's probably economics 101, small business 101, but it really is true, which is you have to earn more money than you spend. I know it's silly. I know it sounds silly, but, you know, that is the key, is that you could have a great product, you could have a great service that you want to sell, but you have to think of all of the expenses that you will incur and make sure that the business is profitable. Because when you get to from a one-person place to a 40-person place, you know, we're over 40 people now, you have the lives and livelihoods of families that you're taking care of by running the business, and you have to make sure the business is successful, not just for you, but for all the people that work there.
Yes, absolutely. And even with that economics 101, every once in a while, it is, you know, something that I think we have to be remembered of, the simplicities that I've got to earn more than I spend. Because as you said, it is something where, you know, as the president, the owner, the founder of your company, the managing partner of your company, You know, you are probably going to be paying your employees before you pay yourself. So, because that is the commitment that you've made to them, and you want to bring in the good employees.
That's right.
And that's, you know, and that's a big responsibility to have. So we talked about all the hats that you wear, and, you know, I find that I have my own ways of figuring out which are the hats that I'm going to wear and take on myself versus the hats that I need to, quote unquote, outsource. And how do you go about really identifying how you deal with all those hats, and how, whether you can take them on all yourselves, whether you outsource, or whether you bring in a partner, you know, because I think each one goes through a different, you know, set of questions and thought.
Yeah, so you have to know, it's a great question. You have to know what you're good at, and more importantly, you have to know what you're not good at.
Right? Yes.
So, you know, for myself, I was computer science major, I loved math, I was good with numbers. So understanding taxes, accounting came naturally to me. I grew up, my sister is an attorney. I have lots of friends that are attorneys, and maybe that rubbed off on me. So I sort of understand that world. But I'm not good at business development, at marketing, at sales. And
right.
I was lucky enough to, you know, about 5-6 years ago, a friend of mine, someone I had worked with for years, asked to partner at Solution Street, and you know, he has, and he joined as a partner, and luckily, because, you know, he has really made the company, help grow the company the way it is today. He's a significant aspect of the company and really the main reason we are where we are today. And so when he joined, the question was, well, you know, we have some overlap, and we have some things that we, you know, we handle better. And he, in this particular case, he was a better marketing sales guy. He's also a software engineer, you know, equally experienced, but he is better in the business development. So once that happened, you know, that was a great synergy. Prior to that, you do the best you can. You have to keep striving, and knowing that you're not, you know, this is not your area, but you have to know that it's, someone has to take care of it. So in the early years, I would do it myself, because, you know, you had to keep costs down. So I didn't, you know, early on, and still to this day, obviously we use, external lawyers, outsource the lawyer aspect, but even then you still have to become familiar with everything that's going on to be successful in running a business.
Yes, I think that that's been one of the biggest challenges is, you know, I have identified for myself the things that I know I do not want to be doing, that there's other people much better than I, but that doesn't take me off the hook of understanding it and understanding the advice that they're giving me and how they're preparing it and questioning them when I don't understand it, because ultimately the buck stops with me, and if there is a problem, I'm the owner of the company, and so they're going to come and look at me. So,
exactly. But you hit the nail on the head, because, you know, one of the reasons a lot of people start their own business is because they're working for a company and say, I don't think, you know, the people running this company are really doing a good job. I think I could do a better job.
Right.
And, you know, that's good and bad, because you then have to put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
And so if you're doing that, you really should know everything that's going on at a certain level, exactly like you said.
Yep, absolutely. So what was some of the unexpected successes you had in the early days of business? Was there something that happened early that you didn't expect, you hadn't planned out for? I mean, I'm assuming that you planned that you would be successful, but was there anything that surprised you that was a success that you were pleasantly surprised about?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned before, you know, the business partner joining, you know, that was more successful than I could ever imagine in terms of splitting up the work and growing. You know, one of the key successes that was unexpected early on was related to, I had two former colleagues of mine, two contacts who were working separately, and they had had a conversation about Solution Street when I wasn't even there. And one of them was working was high up at the sea level, as they say, mm-hmm. working for a company, and needed to solve some business problems, you know, with some technology. And the other person, also a former colleague, also at the sea level, said, "Hey, you should give Arthur Frankel a call at Solution Street. I think these are the guys that you want." And that started out as a small project, but has been seven years or so of a great client, a great relationship with that client, which is Promontory Financial. And it wound up being really just, you know, unexpected, but a great success for us, and certainly something that I point to often.
That's great. And, you know, it is one of those treasures that you go, okay, wow, I am doing well, I am recognized for it, and I'm getting rewarded for it. So that's great. So to balance the unexpected successes, were there any unexpected challenges that you had to do some creative problem solving on?
Yeah, in small business, you know, when you're involved in everything, there's always lots of challenges. you know, they're often unexpected. And I guess to pinpoint one, I would say, you know, one of the key factors of Solution Street, how we've been successful, is we have this great relationship with our clients and this transparency. And early on, you know, you sometimes lose sight. You know, you lose a little focus in business because you're not focusing on what the original goals and values were. And we took on a client who was really an intermediary with a main client. So there was some other company in between us and the base client. And normally we don't do that, and this was different, and it turned out to be a bad thing. Now, we were successful in the project, but we, you know, I personally learned a lot of lessons. It was a challenge for us to get past that. And, you know, I don't know how, you know, we essentially stuck with it and then learned our lesson and then never do it again. You know, that kind of thing, where now we have all of our clients, our direct clients, we work with them closely, we make sure they're happy, there's no intermediaries, and that's important. I think, you know, having the relationship with your client is key. And so I suggest, you know, for any entrepreneurs out there, you know, don't have any middlemen. And it's important to just stay close and in touch and have the transparency with your clients.
I think that's great advice. And on that, is time for another commercial break. So we are talking to Arthur Frankel, founder of Solution Street, and he's sharing with us his journey from startup to small business. We will see you after this break.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. The experts are here. Voice America Business Network. Are you and your business well prepared? For what, you may ask? Well, what about workplace violence, cyber attacks, or general business disasters? Listen for Fear is Negotiable, Business Survival Skills 101 with your host, Pamela Hill. We'll bring you case studies of the businesses that don't prepare and the consequences that can happen. We'll also bring you best practice strategies that can help you keep your business running smoothly. Tune in to Fear is Negotiable, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. Bob Pritchard has over 30 years of experience as a straight-talking business consultant and author working with some of the top Fortune 500 companies. Now he's come to the Voice America Business Channel to help you and your business. Tune in to the Bob Pritchard Radio Show for information about starting and successfully running a profitable business. From the movers and shakers to great marketing screw-ups, you can't afford to miss a single edition of the Bob Pritchard Radio Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, Voice America listeners. You are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I am your host, Kimberly Stewart, and we are talking to Arthur Frankel, founder of Solution Street. And we are talking about his journey from startup to small business. So we have talked about Solution Streets and how Solution Streets applies technology to the tough business problems that businesses face. We talked about how he started right after 9/11, maybe not the time that people might usually think you would immediately start up a business, but it was the right time for him. He had done all his planning. He had done his homework. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew what he needed to do, and he had put it in place what he needed to kick off his business. And so he took advantage of that understanding that it was the right time and started off. He got his first client, which was one of the best days of his life because he knew that now he had some income coming. And then he also has provided probably some very meaningful advice, although very simplistic and probably obvious to all of us, especially once it's said, don't spend more than you earn. Right now, Solution Streets has 40 employees. So it's definitely a small business, not a startup anymore. He's got another managing partner that complements his experience and skills and strengths. So Arthur, you've done a good job of growing your concept and becoming a small business. And we've heard some of your successes and some of your challenges, but at the beginning, once you began some of the momentum of growing, how have you been able to scale with the work and also deal, not only scale and grow with the work and the demand, but there are some ebbs and flows of it. So how do you address that, and how do you make sure that your employees are taken care of, or how do you communicate, you know, how the company is addressing those ebbs and flows of demand?
Yeah, that's you know, it's probably the toughest aspect of the business. You know, making sure that, you know, everyone has work. And I think it's, you know, there's a couple ways to answer the question. You know, firstly, we focus on hiring great people. And I know that sounds sort of cliche, but we really do focus on hiring the top 20% of software engineers. And we do this for multiple reasons. One is, you know, myself and my business partner, Joel, we're both experienced, you know, 20, 25-year experienced software engineers. And we feel that we could find those great software engineers. And more importantly, we want to make sure that the work gets done and the work gets done correctly. And if you have great people, you really could do anything. And at Solution Street, you know, we've been very, very lucky. And, you know, luck plays a part in business. And in this particular case, it's played a significant part where we have not had really much of the downs. You know, we've grown organically so that as more work has come up, we've hired more people. And we have never had anyone on the bench. And I know that sounds wild, and that won't remain true for the rest of Solution Street's life, which should be a long life. Yeah. But we've been lucky enough to have that. And, you know, but it is a key part. You know, when projects are over, we have to make sure that we have, you know, what we do is we make sure we have a collection of clients that we've been talking with about starting new projects. So we try to deal with it by good planning, as well as just making sure we hire great people. And another, another aspect of it, and you know, ups and downs of demand, is just making sure that as we get new clients, that we have a pipeline of great candidates as well. So, you know, with depending on whether we have a lot of new potential work or we have a lot of new people coming on board, we have to deal with it. So it's a great question because it's the toughest aspect of the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like, you know, how you've planned that you've put upfront planning into it, and therefore you have mitigated sort of that down part. You've built great relationships with your clients. You've made sure that you understand your clients' needs and are addressing them all the time and providing excellent service, and you have the people to do so. And through making your pipeline, you're able to really make sure that you mitigate any down so that you can keep your people. So it is, and I know that we have lots of listeners in the Washington, D.C. federal government area. Having a commercial side of clients, it doesn't necessarily, mean that you're going to have some of the ebbs and flows of a federal contractor does, such as with the shutdown. So that's right. Also important to acknowledge that, I'm sure the commercial side has its own issues the federal government might not have, but, you know, planning ahead helps mitigate any of those ups and downs, or the downs, I guess, that right. You may have.
Exactly. Yeah, we Solution Street is mostly have dealt with commercial clients. We do deal somewhat in government clients as well, and there are major differences as you very well are aware of.
Yeah. So once you established your business, what were you not expecting or planning for? And looking back on it and reflecting back on it, should you've expected it?
Yeah, so when you start business, you think of, you know, all the positive, great aspects, and you're focused on your product or service, and you don't realize there's all these little things you have to do. And so you start to research, and you realize there's really a lack of services out there for small businesses. I mean, there are certainly products and people that help, but it takes a lot of time. And so I wasn't really expecting all the extra time that you have to, that takes to run a business, whether it is the accounting or the legal or the marketing or keeping up contacts or going to lunch with clients or interviewing people. All of those things you don't think of from day one, prior to day one. But, so all of those things I wasn't expecting, but in terms of planning, once I realized that, I mostly took all of that work, on myself, because I said, just like you mentioned earlier, I want to know every detail here so that I could be smart enough to make the right decisions moving forward. Should I outsource, some aspects of accounting and legal? Should I outsource recruiting? Over the years, initially I started doing much of the work. Over the years, we have since, Solution Street has a recruiter. Obviously, we have a CPA and a lawyer. But, that was not something I was expecting early on, was, the onslaught of all of these things that you have to do to run a successful small business.
Yeah, and, it is very true that there are resources out there, but finding them and locating the right ones for you when you're starting up, it can be time-consuming. And I think that's, the time that it takes to do all that and make sure that you're doing all the right things. You don't think about it. And I know that I knew that there was there, but you don't really know how much time is involved in
right.
it.
You don't really know until you start doing it and you get to the details. And that's why,
right.
as a business owner, you have to be detail oriented. You have to sweat the small stuff,
right.
because it's what matters.
Yeah. Do you feel, looking back on your journey and where Solution Street is now, that you've stayed true to your initial concept of what it was going to be? And are you happy with how it has evolved?
Yeah. So as I said earlier, I started the company because I wanted to have this safe haven of great software engineers. I wanted quality work. I wanted this transparency with clients. And we have that. I'm very proud of Solution Street. We have this great place for software engineers to work. Our clients are happy. We've built some great software. You know, for example, Dell Tech has this product called Kona.com, K-O-N-A.com. It's a social online social collaboration tool that we built working with cooperatively with the client, with Dell Tech. And it's a great product, and I'm very proud of it. There's lots of things that we've built that are internal or are private, but I'm very proud of everything we've done. And as we've grown, you know, it's evolved, I guess, you know, more employees are taking on more ownership of projects, and that allows us to grow organically as a company. So it's something that, you know, I feel like we've stayed true to the initial concept of the company, and it's evolving because the employees are taking more responsibility, not just for their individual work, but ownership that will help grow Solution Street even bigger than it is today.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. So one more question before we go to the break. We have about 2 minutes. What do you wish you knew before experiencing it the hard way?
Yeah. I guess I was lucky enough not to have a hard way. You know, it was hard work. I think I just worked hard. You know, if you work hard, it's like, you know, you say as a parent to your kids, if you work hard, it will come to you. And so there was nothing I wish I knew because there was so much information I had to just learn. So it really was just working hard and making sure that, you know, I didn't skip over any of the details. So there really wasn't anything I wish I knew.
Yep. Well, that sounds great. And on that, it's time for another commercial break. So please stay tuned. We are talking to Arthur Frankel, founder of Solution Street, and he is sharing with us his journey from startup to small business. We will see you after this break.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Want to be empowered to take your leadership skills to the next level in your business? Tune into A Sharp Outlook, Best Practices for Success with host Angela Sharp. Using industry-specific materials, toolkits, and expert guests from all facets of business, our program will empower you to develop a strong core in your business leadership, infrastructure, growth, and technology. A Sharp Outlook airs live every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790.
That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, Voice America listeners. You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I am your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have Arthur Frankel, founder of Solution Street, and he is sharing with us his journey from startup to small business. And it's been quite a journey, and we have learned a lot. And hopefully, as I have gotten some tips and tidbits and advice and guidance on how I can grow my startup into a small business as I'm on that journey and that path myself, that you, as a budding entrepreneur or someone who has a concept in their head that they want to start looking at and start figuring out how they can make it and do a startup, that you guys are learning some tips and tidbits. As I always say, that if you have any questions, please email me, kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com, or you can also go to my host page and just hit email the host and send me the question. And I am sure that Arthur would be happy to answer any of the questions that you have or any of the feedback that you have on this show. So, Arthur, you know, thank you again for coming onto the show. It's been wonderful hearing about Solution Street, about your journey, the successes and the challenges, and getting some of the advice. So as we look at it, as the entrepreneurs out there that has started their company, but maybe it hasn't taken off, so it's at the early stages, what advice do you have for them on really helping them take it off?
Yeah. So I think start small. You know, don't have these grandiose plans that you're going to have this tremendous company right out of the gate. You know, think about what you have as a product, as a service. You know, figure out, you know, conservatively how much your product or service will make, determine the expenses that you will have, you know, create lots of spreadsheets. Make sure you have a viable business. You know, talk to friends, talk to family, talk to your colleagues who you trust, and make sure that what you're doing, you know, does sound like a good thing to other people. It sounds like a viable business. So, you know, you do your homework, do all the calculations, and then jump in. You know, you have to, you know, obviously before you jump in, you have to be diligent. Like we've talked about taxes. You know, you early on, I used to read every tax book out there on small business, all the NOLO books, and figure out what type of corporation it should be. I understood some of the legal issues. I understood some of the sales issues. I read a lot. I Googled a lot. And so, you know, my advice is, you know, just make sure you've gone through every possible scenario in your head of these different things that you could do with your business, and make sure you have a solid foundation that you've started with in terms of legal, in terms of taxes, in terms of sales. Yep. And then just jump in. Just go for it.
Yeah, and that I think that that is great, sound advice and true. And I know that many people probably are going, okay, that's great, but that, you know, it's hard to do it, and it's hard to, you know, find those people and those advisors that you trust. And I think, you know, from my own experience, there is some trial and error, unfortunately, because you don't know what you don't know until you've tried it out. But then it's, don't be afraid to change. If it's not working for you, it's okay. You know, and change and find someone or, you know, that does work for you. And that's sometimes hard for some people. Other people, it might be very easy. It was a little bit harder for me to admit that, okay, this person, very nice person, but, and doing a good job, but we're just not syncing. So,
right. Well, a lot of us have mentors, and I have a couple of mentors that, you know, I've worked for in the past, and they've given me great advice. And you have to trust them, and you have to trust your family. You have to trust your instincts as well.
Yep, absolutely. And talking about family, so we've talked a lot about the business and growing your business and starting off the business, but know, family does play a part in this and is absolutely involved and impacted by an entrepreneur starting their business. How have you been able to balance your business life and your family life, community life, all the other things that you do outside of your business? Or do you?
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, I wish I could say, business is one day a week and it's easy, but it's really a 7 day a week job. It's not 24 hours a day, but it's 7 days a week. There are, you know, often Saturdays and Sundays that I am working. But, you know, I think the key is you have to have the clear separation. You know, I'm very lucky to have my family support in the business with my wife and my two kids. And, you know, it's really important to break up what's family time and what's work time. You know, at dinner, let's say I don't read emails or respond to clients. You have to have that clear separation. And if you keep it separate, then you're really balancing the two. And at Solution Street, you know, we firmly believe in work-life balance. I mean, that's part of what we want. We want to have a great place for software engineers to work. And we have flexibility where you could work from home. Occasionally, depending on the project, you could, you know, leave work to go to a school, a function for your kids. So we also not only you know, have that for our employees, but we live up to that ourselves by making sure that we take the time we need to for our family life.
Yep. I think that that is great advice and something that I have also followed, in that I am very distinct with my, you know, my work time and what I am doing for the business and my family time. And I know on weekends, and this might be just my business mindset, I actually tell my family, you know, okay, this is the time that I am going to be going to work, so that, you know, there's no ands, ifs, or buts. Okay. And if I'm working in my home office or outside of it, you know, they know that mommy's at work. And I think that that's important, because they respect it and I can focus and get the work done on the weekends when I need to. So I think that that's an important point.
Yeah.
So we have three questions and we have about 3 minutes to answer them
okay.
that we ask all of our guests. So I'm going to kind of jump around here. The one question I love asking and love to hear the answer is, what do you do when you have a bad day and how do you get over it?
Yeah, so, you know, there's often bad days in business. And, you know, I've been lucky to have a great business partner, and we could share in those bad days, you know, and bounce off ideas on how to get over those humps in the road. And, you know, essentially I try not to react too quickly. I go to lunch, I think about things. I may ask, you know, my wife's opinion. I try to keep things in perspective. So my advice, you know, at least what I do is I don't react too quickly, and I think about things and try to analyze what has happened in order to react successfully.
Yep, I think that is very good advice. So on the other side of it, the flip side is, what practical advice can you give others to help them be successful every day?
Yeah, so business, small business, it's hard work. And, you know, you have to do your homework and you have to remain true to yourself. You have to, you know, don't take shortcuts. Don't do something that you wouldn't normally do in life. You know, luck happens a lot, but you really need to work hard and remain true to your ideals. And, you know, then you have much more control, you know, over your future.
Yep. That is very good advice. And then the final question is, how do you define success, and do you feel that you have achieved it?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I can tell you that how I don't define success. It's not the amount of money that Solution Street earns, or it's not the number of people at Solution Street. It's really defining success as, you know, just being true to myself, you know, who we are as a company, and just being proud of the work that we do. You know, when we solve business problems and the employees are happy and the clients are happy, I mean, that's success. I love going to work. I love Solution Street, and I'm just proud of it. And just, you know, that's how I define success.
Well, that sounds great. It's a wonderful way to end the show. And I'd like to thank you, Arthur, for coming on to the show, sharing us your journey. I have learned a lot. I'm sure my listeners have learned a lot. And if people want to learn more about Solution Street, do you have a website that they can look at?
Yes, it's www.solutionstreet.com, SolutionStreet.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Arthur. And I hope all my listeners have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Please join your host, Kimberly Stewart, again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. This week, take one more step to find your success.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.